He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
They are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
You cannot be serious.
Is there anything that you say that you believe in?
Every word that comes out of my mouth. I just hate you got a list at 12:18.
I thought I had a couple topics here. I thought I had Steph Curry. You're saying he's not the MVP. You're backing off that. Now you're... I don't know what to do. I don't know where to...
It's my award.
Make a statement.
It's my award.
We'll try to discuss it.
And let me tell you...
I thought we had a little script here we were going to go into.
It's not who's the best player. It's the MVP for me. And watching this Warriors season culminate in the chip, people, I was like, you know what? The obvious answer is Steph Curry. But Steph was Steph. And even when we thought he was struggling as he went on to break the record, I understand. And you've accused me of being his protector. I understand the gravity he holds because everything starts with him. But Jordan Poole, on many of nights this regular season, Steiny, showed us that maybe superstars around stardom is around the corner for him. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to be different today. 2 Chainz.
Well,
and I'm going to go different.
Okay.
And I'm going to give Jordan Poole, he could have got most improved.
Just think, I picked the Dallas Mavericks on a whim, and I haven't heard the end of it. In 3 months.
That's
you're at, you actually have come on to this show today and have the gall to say, I think Jordan Poole's the MVP of the season for the Warriors. I can't go anywhere with that.
I didn't want it to give it to Steph.
I can't.
Well, how good was he this year?
But you know what? You rip every Finals MVP voter who didn't vote for him the year Iguodala got it.
Right, but
I don't know what I'm doing today.
This is me just showing appreciation for Jordan Poole.
Well, then give him most improved.
You know what? The more I think about it,
of course,
it went that way.
All right, so that's one argument. Yeah. We've spun him around.
It's not an argument. It's one-sided. And you sneak diss me, man.
I'm doing it right out in the open. I'm pissed off. I couldn't get under your skin yesterday. I'm coming for you today.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
My wife said, why did he want to get under your skin? I said, you know what? When I see him tomorrow, I'm going to ask him. We've been bonding.
Mia, I'll tell you.
He's our pub.
Mia, I'll tell you why. It's because Guru said last week when I was in a good mood, he didn't like it.
Right? I did say that, but.
So,
go ahead. It's good to be with you.
You don't mean the bright. Don't mean you'd rather the Giants be with Bryce Harper and 27 and 38. Come on.
You know me. I'm a Pirate fan, so you know I'll watch it all. It's about winning. My whole thing was I was with Bonte, and when he brought this up 3 months ago, 2 months ago, man, it hit me in the face like a frying pan. They don't have a player you can gravitate to, and I'm not saying you can't win that way, but the preference would be you want, and I disagree with Willard and Dibs, Steiny. Buster Posey was that dude.
What?
He was the face of the Giants. Let's not act like he wasn't. So my preference when I root for a team or I watch a team, you want to have that guy. And Gerald Buster Posey came out of nowhere, and he was that face for the Giants, no doubt.
And they signed him.
And so was Crawford.
Right, and they signed him.
Okay, and so was Brandon Belt.
And they signed him.
Okay, so
they don't
now
like
we're
to
watching
sign
the end of that.
Outside free agents but, to big contracts.
Okay, and my bigger point is we're watching the end of that. Steph, who is Buster, he retired. And last year, they gave you 107, but now this year you still got Belt. What's left of him and Crawford? Are they in their prime? No, but the Giants are a playoff team, the second wild card right now, and I just would like to go to the yard hoping that Aaron Judge was there or a Guerrero Jr. And you know what? They don't have that player as of yet, but I'm keeping it real saying that would be my preference. I'm not saying you can't win, but when you tell me and the guys – that attendance is down. Hold on. You don't think that has something to do with it?
Not really. I don't.
That blows
all right,
me away.
So he's Steph Curry's not the MVP. The more we examine
it was.
I'm
more
doing
about
it. Oh, I'm going to do it.
Go ahead. I'm doing it. I'm right here for you.
Rather be 9-under with Bryce Harper, and then
I just well
the Dibley
that.
The Dibley yeah. tennis thing. Yeah. You can deal with Dibley on that.
But I did notice
everything gets Michael Jackson moonwalked back.
Everything does get now.
You know, like how about this? You know, you're talking big about beating Dibley in tennis, and today now there's a racial implication. And
we didn't talk about that yesterday.
That's because it wasn't really a part of the conversation yesterday. But it was about could you beat him or not?
Yeah, but you don't know how my processor works.
Oh yeah, I do. It's
ball up your list and let's Arsenio Hall and get busy. And give me my flowers for what I just laid out about the possibility of the Giants' attendance being down is because not yet do they have that star.
Well, then why was their attendance great in 14 and 15 when they ostensibly didn't have a star?
Because you guys are crapping on what Buster – it sounds like you guys are not crapping, not giving just due to what was left of Buster Posey Crawford and Bell. It starts with those three. And you talked about Pence being a fan favorite. Steiny, that was your heart. Those were your organs. And there's two of the three are still there. So to me, I'm like, there's your answer.
Right. And what I'm saying is they were homegrown. So the Giants don't go out and sign guys like Harper and Stanton for two reasons. One, it's not really their philosophy. Two, it's they're not that kind of destination because of the ballpark.
So I can't tell you you're wrong because we don't have the intel. I remember the Giants being at a hotel in L.A., and we thought Stanton was going to sign. I remember the Giants trying to serenade Bryce Harper. So maybe they didn't close the deal, and you look at it now like maybe we're happy that that didn't happen. But, Steiny, let's not act. Are you saying there was no interest in those
what?
Two men from the Giants?
Who?
Stanton and Harper. The Giants were trying to make something happen.
They were only trying to make something happen if those guys actually wanted to come here. Looking back at it, I don't believe either wanted to come here. I believe they were using the Giants for leverage. Mm. That's what I believe. Yeah. But they had to be in on the game because if Harper says, I want to go to... When Bryce Harper said he loved San Francisco, everybody thought maybe he'll come.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He didn't love it that much. But what I'm saying is, if Harper would have said to Farhan, hey, I do want to play in San Francisco, it would have been done. So, I think Giants are having a great year this year.
They're battling through injury, and 9 games over.
All right, there's $5.6 million up for grabs with the MLB Beat the Streak game. Check out the Beat the Streak daily podcast to find out which players have the best chance to get a hit today so you can get closer to becoming a millionaire. Download Beat the Streak Daily on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we got a great, great show for you today. Three absolutely A-list guests. Bob McKillop joining us on the other side in 5 minutes. He coached Steph Curry at Davidson. We got Steve Ashburner. I call him our own personal NBA historian. He's going to be here at 1:30. And then Brandon Payne, Steph Curry's trainer, at 2 o'clock. How much longer can this guy play at this level? Hopefully Brandon will have those answers on 95.7 The Game.
The stuff that tickles your goose.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Matt Steinmetz, Darryl the Guru Johnson with you, and let's welcome in Bob McKillop. He coached Steph Curry at Davidson. He retired after this season. 33 years at Davidson.
Wow.
Bob, I'm just going to, and I work with some young guys here. They all think 33 years is a long time. I tell you what, I played for a guy who was at a college for 48 years, a guy named Glenn Robinson at Franklin and Marshall College. You ever hear of him?
Wow. Yes, I certainly did. I was a high school coach years ago when he was there.
Yeah, so he actually wound up retiring a couple years ago with 967 wins. But congratulations on a great career at Davidson and the crown jewel, Steph Curry. You know, Bob, I got to be honest. I don't even know where to start with him. I could say, did you think he was going to be this good? But, you know, everything that happens is kind of new with Steph Curry. So now you've seen him win title number four. He's got the finals MVP. Where does your mind go, and where has it gone in the last month?
He just builds upon everything that he has represented ever since I've known him. We talk about qualities like humility, like confidence. He balances them perfectly. The quality of discipline, yet freedom. His game represents that, but yet he always puts discipline before freedom. The insatiable work ethic, the passionate and relentless quest to be the best. He's guided by this special light that very few are impacted by, and that's the quest for excellence. And his fingerprints touch every aspect of that, off the court, on the court, as a teammate, as a player, as a sibling, as a son, as a father, as a husband. I think it's extraordinary what he's demonstrated in his life without missing a beat in one realm that his life touches.
Bob, I don't have to tell you. I tell my partner every day we come in here, and I'm a father. There's so much just noise and talk on the internet about players and teams. And I just want to ask you, now that Curry got his fourth ring, now the pundits are finally giving him what I deem his just due. They're saying he has nothing to prove. Can you share with us when that moment was for you in Steph Curry's career to where you were like, I've seen enough. This guy deserves his flowers just as a competitor and, you know, athlete.
I've never reached that point because he continues to build on that resume. In his second game as a college player, he drops 30 on Michigan, and the first thing he says in the press conference is, thanks to the guys who delivered the ball to him, set the screens for him, outletted the ball, helped him behind in defense, set the screens. Gratitude was a part of his vocabulary as an 18-year-old kid. And I think that that's an extraordinary gift, and he's just refined that, but it's always been there. And everything he does is in that capacity. We had a magical year in 07, 08. And at the beginning of the year, we played North Carolina here in the Charlotte Coliseum. And they were a top 10 team. Tyler Hansbrough led them. And they had several other first-round picks. And we wound up losing by 7 points. But the pivotal aspect of that game was the day before, as we practiced at the Charlotte Coliseum, Stephen was examined by our trainer. And he had been diagnosed with a tear of the cartilage in his wrist bone. And the decision was he could live with the pain and limit his practice and go through a season which would be very uncertain, or he could immediately have surgery, be back in about 3 to 5 months, and be ready for his next year. And he looked onto the court as he spoke with Dell, myself, and our trainer, and he said, I see those seniors out there, three of them, Thomas, Jason, and Boris, and this is their year. I'm not stepping back. I'll go through the pain. I'll go through the misses I'll have because of this, but I'm not stepping back. That kind of sacrifice, that kind of commitment, you don't find that too much. There are guys today that don't even play in bowl games to conclude their season. And here's Stephen risking it all to make sure his senior teammates had the best year of their lives.
We're talking to Bob McKillop, 33 years at Davidson. He coached Steph Curry. Bob's a legend in his own right, if you don't know that by now. Let me ask you, at any point, let's say you're recruiting Steph in high school, he's a senior, he's not getting the offers he wants, maybe you're laying in the weeds thinking maybe we could. Did you ever think, is he going to be able to get that shot off in the college, well, at college ranks? Was that ever an issue?
I got a visual of laying in the weeds. I'm just delighted that no one else was laying in the weeds with me. I never thought that that would be an issue. And I told Sonia the day he committed to us in his living room that she says, I'll fatten him up, coach, I'll fatten him up. And I said, I'll take him just the way he is. I was that confident in him. And I chuckle as I look at photos from when he was a freshman for us. And I mean, it looks like he's wearing Dell's uniform. I mean, it's massive on him.
Right.
And yet I see him today and what he has built himself to be. And I don't at all have a question because I saw that passion. I saw that relentless quest for excellence that accompanied everything he did.
Bob, I'm curious, you know, I'm running out of adjectives to describe Steph Curry. We know he revolutionized the game when it comes to shooting. Has that made it difficult or more easier on the college game?
Well, I think we need to really grasp what he has done as a shooter. Check his free throw percentage. Check his layup percentage. If we could get our college players to respect the three, the free throw, and the layup, as much as Stephen respects those three things, I think we'd have many more complete players. He's the master at it. And then he doesn't give up when it comes to playing the game. How many screens does he set? How many cuts does he make? How many spaces does he open up just by being who he was and who he is? I thought, Boston tried to take him out of the game. I guess it was game five. I was out there for the game in San Francisco. And, he looked like an Oreo cookie on the sideline the way he was being guarded by two guys. And what that did was just open up all kinds of space for Jordan, for Clay, for Andrew. It was extraordinary what he was able to do by creating space.
Bob McKillop joining us. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
Stephen has taken the basketball and treated it like a spotlight. If it stays in his hand, it burns him. But if he passes it around and moves it around, everyone is under the spotlight. I don't see a player having ever done that with the capacity to keep the spotlight in his hands as dramatically and as efficiently and as gracefully as Stephen has done it.
Bob McKillop joining us on 95.7 The Game. Coach Steph Curry at Davidson. I mean, I've been lucky enough to be out here for Steph's entire career, and the one thing that's just been amazing to me, Bob, is the different ways you talk about Steph and the ideas you almost come up with to defend him, because he's such, he's almost more dangerous the further he is from the basket. Well, that's unheard of in a way. But I want to just go back to just his growth as a player, because, and you tell me, because you saw it first, I've always felt like, okay, at some point he knew he had a gift with shooting the basketball. That's where it started. He could put the ball in the hole. But, like, everything from his game built off that foundation. Like, once he realized he was a great shooter, then he realized they got to guard me a little further out on the court, and now I can get to my drive game. But I got to work on my drive. You know what I mean? Like, and everything just came from there, but he used that to be actually a better all-around player, where some people say, I'm a pretty good shooter. That's about it.
Well, he's a brilliant analyst, and he's so detailed in what he does. And you can talk about the way they're defending him today and in his career with Golden State, but I have very vivid memories of the way UCLA defended him and the way even a team like Loyola Baltimore defended him. You might know the story. Loyola Baltimore decided to play a triangle two, and the two defenders, instead of covering two men, covered Stephen. So there were two guys covering Stephen. He came to the TV timeout at the 16-minute mark in the first half and said, Coach, I'm going to stand in the corner and let them guard me, and then we'll play 4-on-3. We wound up winning by 30-plus points, and he sacrificed. And believe it or not, he was the leading scorer in the country before the game, knowing that he's not going to get a point this game and he's not going to be the leading scorer again, but he was willing to stand in the corner. And then we play UCLA, and this was his sophomore year, and Russell Westbrook came off the bench, so he wasn't even starting. That's how good UCLA was. And Ben Howland, the early coach, had a wonderful idea, terrific idea. Let's top lock Stephen. So Stephen went down to the baseline, as he traditionally did with his cuts, and there was Russell Westbrook facing the basket, top-locking him from getting off a screen or getting open, and yet he maneuvered and managed to help us. So we had a 17-point lead in the game. If it wasn't for the stupid coach, we probably would have won the game. But that's the kind of guy Stephen Curry is. He learns, he analyzes, he studies, he's detailed. He doesn't sacrifice details for any sense of urgency. He's going to get it done.
Bob, my son and I were watching old Warrior games, 2016 Western Conference Finals, and I want to talk physique with you because Steph had the body like not a high schooler but college, like when you had him. My partner here goes to a game early this season, courtside, and he comes back and he says, man, I didn't know Steph was that thick. Muscles. What have you made of the metamorphosis with his body? Because now, Bobby, he's got some guns. He's thick.
You know, one of the things that he so relishes is his understanding that, hey, I can lift weights and lift weights and lift weights, and it may not show on the outside, but it's going to show on the inside. He's got this sinewy strength. He's got superb hips. He has the ability to turn his hips so quickly. And then something, I don't know how many people are blessed with this, but he's got uncanny eyes. He has fast twitch eye muscles. So those eyes see those what's happening on the court. He sees the ball not where it just is, but where it's going to be. The eyes transmit to the hips transmit to the feet, and then you get the power. And as I said, it's sinewy and under the skin, but my goodness, you talk to any of his Warrior teammates, and they'll tell you how strong he is in a weight room. He's got this uncanny ability to hide that strength, and now it's starting to show. He's starting to look like he's got some old man strength, but leave people old man.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thank you so much for joining us. Great, great interview. Great talking to you. Congratulations on a great career at Davidson, too. You had a lot to do with this.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Matt. Wonderful to be with you guys. Always a delight to be on your show.
All right. That's Bob McKillop, 33 years at Davidson. Saw it coming. Maybe not to this degree, but.
Have you ever heard that two sayings? Respect the free throw. I don't know how good you were at it. And then also, the ball is a spotlight. Share the ball. I mean, that's man, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, I never heard of fast twitch eye muscles.
The chef.
That's the one. Man. That's the one I was thinking about. Fast twitch eye.
Respect the free throw, Steiny.
All right. That was Bob McKillop. Great stuff. 888-957-9570. If you want to talk about the Golden State Warriors, a couple topics Warrior related today that we're going to get into. Obviously, you want to jump in, you can do that. Again, 888-957-9570. We got Steve Ashburner coming up at 1:30. And then Brant, Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. I call him an NBA historian. And I want to see where Ash has him on his all-time list. And then Brandon Payne, Steph's personal trainer, joining us at 2 o'clock. How much longer can Steph do this?
If you had a gun to your head, what would you say? Because I mean, I've been with you some years now, Steiny, and we thought maybe the miles, the minutes, you know, the long postseason runs up until the last few years where they hit some turbulence. But I won't even speak for you if you had to guess. Like, I don't see anything happening overnight to where we're going to see them slow down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And how, you know, how, what level does he have to maintain for the Warriors to still be a great team?
And now he's going to the basket. You know, it ain't just him shooting a three.
So I'll tell you what's starting to become clear more and more is this offseason for the Golden State Warriors and what's going to happen. And the Warriors are in an interesting spot because we were talking about priorities. Who are the priorities? Which players? And obviously Kevon Looney is a priority. And then they can extend Jordan Poole. And the one thing that showed up, and I don't even know where it showed up, because I don't even know who to give this to. It was a rumor. Let's just say, but it, you know what? Let's just call it a rumor.
Okay.
Let's just call it a
Timex
rumor.
Timex Social Club.
You know, the bottom line is, and I get it, Warrior fans a lot of Warrior fans want to keep everybody. They want to pay everybody. They want to run it back. But the Warriors may not be able to just run it back. they may have to try to keep this thing going while becoming more financially responsible. And that's the part that I think is going to be incredibly challenging for Joe Lacob. So I'm perusing the internet today, and I see something like, would the Warriors give up the number would the Warriors give up Jordan Poole for the number 4 pick in the draft, which the Sacramento Kings have? And my first thought was, well, every Warrior fan's going to be like, no chance.
Gotcha.
But I'm thinking, now that actually is the kind of deal I could see the Warriors making in order to enhance their long-term future and, oh, I don't know, save $200+ million in the coming years. Like that, I'm not saying they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what, but I just don't think that they are going to extend Wiggins, extend Poole, pay Looney,
man,
pay Payton, pay Porter Jr. Like, if they do, kudos. But what if they can't? Like, at some point, Joe Lacob is going to make a move that is going to be looked at, and we're all going to be able to say, okay, that move right there, that's going to save him this much money. And then I was thinking, well, what, are we going to criticize him at that point? Are we going to criticize Joe Lacob for the first time he theoretically saves payroll?
I wouldn't, but when to me, Steiny, it's so easy for people and myself to spend other people's money. So at some point, it's got to stop. But the fact that we just had a discussion early on with Dibs and Willard about homegrown, to me, that means something. And yesterday, I got on the same microphone and I talked about Jordan's needs, and I was guessing what fueled him in regard to the shine, the limelight, and him starting. But from a basketball perspective, I understand you may have your heir apparent in Jordan Poole. And on top of that, Steiny, you may have him to where you're getting the best of both worlds, to where he's getting schooled in the tutelage of Steph and Klay Thompson and Iguodala, who he told us, you know, had a big, imprint on this season. So to me, there's no way you let Jordan Poole go. It, by any Malcolm X, any means necessary with this young man. If that means extension, going in the orange, whatever it is, he's worth it. Now, Wiggins, I got to be honest, if something were to happen, an injury before next season, and you say, Goo, they don't have Wiggins, people, you can laugh, but I would be like, that is a tremendous blow on this team's chances to go do what they need to do. And have we ever discussed how much Wiggins' emergence kind of helped Klay be Klay when it wasn't going good and how the train didn't get off the track? So he's imperative to what they're doing. So Poole and Wiggins, to me, Steiny, they're mainstays. You got to pay for them to stay in a Warrior uniform. But outside of that, and I don't want to sound like I'm not giving anybody any credit, but whatever name you throw at me, I could do you. I could kind of see that scenario. I hope everybody gets paid. But Jordan Poole, to me, is a fixture. You drafted him. And right now, looking at what he's done in his young career, to just keep getting groomed by the chef, I'll pay whatever that is.
$25 million a
year? Yes, Aaron. That'd be $100 for four.
Wow.
Would you do your...
I mean, the idea of trading Jordan Poole for a draft pick so that, you know, keep in mind, Poole's only going to make $4 million next year.
That's
so
incredible.
You trade Jordan Poole for a draft pick. Now, the draft pick's going to make more than $4 million, but he's going to be under a rookie deal. You know you're paying Jordan. I mean, you could save so much money. It'd be unbelievable. And then maybe there's a guy at four who you think in 3 years is going to be great. I'm just saying, this is how you have to think if you're Joe Lacob. It doesn't mean you do it, but I think there are ways you have to
stop at some point.
There's ways you can keep moving forward without spending as much as it looks like you may have to spend. I mean, look, if they extend Poole, all right, that's $100+ million right there. Extend Wiggins, well, that's over $100 million right there. This is without the tax. Payton, just give him the mid-level, $8-9 million, okay? Looney, $10 million. Porter, let's give him $7 million. It's like, you can't do, you can do that, but at some point you got to pay the piper. And I think what Joe Lacob's thinking right now is...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Maybe we can start paying the piper now and still win.
And if you still can, I'm talking championship, Stani, or Western Conference finals, or even the finals and losing. At what point when do you start paying the piper if you're winning?
What do you mean?
Like do you hit pause on paying the piper? How long can this go on? Because if you're at the top, if you got the throne like they do now this year, don't you hit pause on, man, you are spending a lot. Don't you not concentrate on the bottom line when you're getting the gate from the playoffs and the O'Brien trophy?
Well, they won it all. So if Joe Lacob is all about keeping the window open, well, there's a way he can do it. It's very simple. He can extend Poole. He can, with Wiggins now, yeah. But he can extend Wiggins. He can pay Looney. He can pay Porter. He can pay Payton II. He can do that, but I'm just saying, I have a feeling they're going to look a little more creatively to try to keep this thing going. But maybe I'm wrong. 888-957-9570 is the number. 925 Steinmetz, you're nuts. Jordan Poole is everything you would ever hope for a draft pick. Why would you trade a certainty for a question mark? Well, the reason you would do it is to save $200+ million and perhaps 2 or 3 years down the line have a player as good as Jordan Poole that's making 20% of what Jordan Poole is making at that moment. It's not easy. And I'm not saying they should do it or they shouldn't do it. I'm saying these are the kind of things that are going to come across Joe Lacob's desk. I think a lot in the next offseason and off seasons to come. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You want to jump into the conversation? The next half hour is the time to do it. We're talking Golden State Warriors basketball, and it's all sponsored by Whole Foods Market.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.